Oh, bloody brilliant, mate. Fantastic, you know, just... there's a tough schedule, without a question. Tough schedule to play 3 days and three games in 5 days and come here and, you know, the guys are really locked into what we were doing from yesterday on the plane back and, you know, it showed out on the court. Started by this man, you know, getting after in the back court, and he just led the way. Just so proud of the guys through what we've done this year. You know, from Damo getting the broken jaw, the adversity we've had, and down on the injuries late in the year, and to come back and play like that over the last 4 weeks is fantastic.
And what is the different feelings? I mean, the first one was pretty much instant. This one is, you know, hell of a lot more work sort of over 2 years, I suppose. Is that right?
Yeah, look, we had three great additions. We felt we were pretty short-handed last year. You know, we got Casey in. It was really to complement Damo's backcourt pressure, someone else, and then can finish above the rim. And that was a big focus on our planning. And we worked the guys out, individuals, in May. So it was a long plan to come together. And, you know, to come today was... by far our best performance as a team, and the chemistry within this group, like I said, is the best I've seen in my 20 years of coaching, and that really shone out when we were getting beaten, and today, that's a fine, or a skull, or one or the other.
Jared, all that planning was disrupted as well by Hugh leaving as well. That's another thing you've had to overcome. What did that do?
Open up the door for Jared. You know, if I hadn't known about Jared, and honestly didn't know about him until the Oceania series, and if I hadn't known him last year, we would have brought him in last year. It's he's been just his, you know, hard-working attitude. Damo was out the start of the year. He's got thrown straight in there to play the point guard, the lead role, and he played it fantastic. You know, he's playing through injuries, and then he hurt his shoulder, and, you know, just the chemistry with him and Nate, the three guys that we brought in, their chemistry were team-first attitudes. Never once will they say, what's in it for me? What do I have to do? And, you know, that's just transpired throughout the team.
You're the first coach in this club's history to win two titles. Are you aware of that? And what does that mean to you?
Not until I was told out there, but that's irrelevant. That's for when you retire, you sit back, have a few beers, and now I've got two rings for two kids. They can have one each. So the missus mightn't be too happy to get another one. Might be a bit of trouble there, but, you know, that's you just coach to coach a group like this. It was fantastic. Every time that adversity hit, we stepped up, and you know we made a commitment a long time ago, and the guys supported each other, and that's what I'm so proud of.
But Trev, you wouldn't have forecast a performance like that today, would you?
No, not against New Zealand.
Driving here, you would have thought it
was going to
be a tough one.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I kind of thought we're going to win this. It was like we're going to have to play well. We have so much respect for New Zealand and what they've accomplished, and their personnel and their team, and they're rock solid. You know, they're quality, and to be a champion, you've got to beat the champions, and you know, we did that today. But you know, it's a fantastic feeling.
What goes through your mind
when you look at the stat sheet and see Cedric Jackson for Joe Nutt next to his name? Really, I haven't looked at it. This is the first time. So that's, you know, it's with the schedule. And you know, we thought we could get after him in the backcourt a little bit, maybe in the last quarter. You know, maybe there would have been an advantage to us, but we got that pretty early in the second quarter, leading into halftime. We had good momentum, and look, Cedric's a class player. You know, if you played him in a five series tomorrow, he'd have a triple double. You know, he's that kind of guy. We got lucky today to play him on a day today.
And you guys got to the rim, any of the paint with a lot more ease than on Friday night. What was the difference there?
I think our defense, we were pretty disappointed with our defense. We weren't creating any points out of that energy. We were slow and probably a little bit hesitant at the start. And we gave it a red-hot crack. You know, if it had been two more minutes in that game too, we might have got over. Well, we would have got over the top, but, you know, we got it today.
Damo, you played it down in the lead-up, but is it an extra little bit special beating the Breakers finally?
Look, to be honest, it really isn't. Just winning the championship is so special, and obviously, I've been on the receiving end of losing a couple at the, you know, because of New Zealand. But just to stand up there and hold that trophy, doesn't matter who the opponent is. It's just a special feeling, regardless. And you know, New Zealand to come from fourth and to win, you know, I think five or six of their last regular season games to qualify and knock off Melbourne. They're an incredible club, fantastic organisation. And you know, I know it's not the result they would have liked, but they're you know, very well respected throughout the league, us included. So to stand up there, hold that trophy, My hearts go out to them, but it's such a special feeling amongst these guys. And the three guys we brought in are just team first guys. Nate Jawa, you know, he's one of those guys, and any other team, they might have had the whole focal point on him. He could have been MVP of the league. Instead, he's just one of the cogs within our system, and everyone bought in straight away, and that's what makes this group and this win so special.
How special does it feel walking off the court with a fair while to go still in the crowd, obviously casting their vote for MVP?
It's an incredible feeling when you actually get to stop, look up into the crowd and enjoy the environment as a whole. So you're so focused on, you know, what's going on inside that white line that at times it takes away from the atmosphere that the crowd's generating. And to be able to sub out with a few minutes to go and a good lead, it was a bit emotional looking up and seeing 13, 14,000 people on their feet clapping the team. And, yeah, it's a moment I'll never forget.
What about defensively? Where does that game?
Look, I say it all along, everyone has a role within the team, and mine's 100%, or not 100%, but more at the defensive end and then getting us into our stuff. So I can't, you know, as captain of the club, ask for my teammates to play their role if I'm not doing mine as hard as I can. And that's as simple as it is. So whether you're a renowned scorer, defender, a bit of both, you know, I can't look at you in the eye and say, do this, do that, unless I'm giving my all. And I think it just came down to me playing my role and the other guys stepping up. But, you know, Jermaine, Nate, Matty, all these guys at times step up in different periods throughout the game. And that's what made this group so special throughout the year.
How about as a team then? Where does that defensive effort
rate? I think that was our best defensive effort of this season. And to do it in game three after, you know, our fourth game in a week, including, you know, the Wollongong Illawarra series, it makes it all that much better to be able to just put all the pain aside, and as soon as the ball was thrown up, we just wanted it so badly, and just went as hard as we could.
Damo, I asked you yesterday about the similarities between 13, 14 and, you know, in terms of the way the series has panned out. Are you sort of thinking that a little bit now in terms of the way that it's gone? Narrow loss in game two and then blowing open.
Yeah, it is amazing, the similarities with that Adelaide series, to come back and get a pretty handy lead early on, in the third quarter and move on with it. But every team's different, every series is different. That's one of the more physical series. I don't think I've ever been hit by more screens in my life. So they're such a respected club, play so hard, and every single rebound there was a contest. That's how I remember this series, is the competition on every single rebound and the fierce competitiveness of both teams, regardless of what the scoreline may have said in the end tonight, today.
We know you're all about the team, but from a personal point of view, to win that grand final and third trophy, what does that mean to you?
It is. It's very special. It's one of those awards I probably don't appreciate to the full extent right now, just because I'm caught up in the whole lifting the trophy. But to win that individual accolade is something I'm sure I'll think about once the celebrating unwinds. And it could have gone to a handful of guys. I am grateful that my name was called. But in saying that, I would have been just as happy if Jermaine, Nate, Matty, whoever it was, had their name called out. Oh, it's hard to compare. You know, that first one's always so special to win your first one. The second one was a combination of jubilation and a bit of relief with minor premiers. It had a very successful run. You know, James Ennis, all the hype with him. And then this one, this is the strongest the NBL has been in the 9 years I've been a part of the league. So it was so tight throughout the course of the season that it came down to the final weeks even to have the top four. So it's very special just because of how tough teams 1 through 8 were, and to stand up the top at the end of it is, it's quite remarkable and something I'm very proud of.
Trev, 2 championships now, as I said, the first one in club's history. Will you expect a new deal soon?
I'll be just sitting back enjoying the next couple, and then we'll talk about that down the path. But, you know, just Damo undersells himself all the time to be on the most, you know, potent player today, and to lock him down, you know, it was a big way to win the game. You mightn't have won the best defensive of the player, but he's the best defensive player in the NBL without a question. He does it time and time again, and he deserves everything that he's got. His leadership has been first class, and hopefully we can get a couple more years out of him.
How happy are you for him, Trev? You often say that, you know, the box score doesn't do him justice to his impact out there. Are you happy that he has this official sort of recognition now?
Yeah, and just see his growth in the last 3 years. You know, I push him all the time, and he answers it. Sometimes he doesn't know what to do, but then he just plays with his heart, and that just carries on with the rest of the team. It's inspirational. You know, some leaders talk well, and he does that as well, but the performance on the park, that's on the court, that's what it's all about. And when your teammate's playing that hard, you have to play that level because you feel like you're letting the team down, and that's what this team did this year.
Are you already eyeing off what you have to do to create a dynasty? Is that kind of running through your mind at the moment?
Right now I'm eyeing off this baby. All right. And then no worries, we'll get back into it next week. But next couple of days, I'm really going to enjoy the wind down, hopefully sleep longer than 5 hours, and be all good.
Damo, do you expect the core of the group to remain here? I know maybe part of the show I might head off, but what about the core group?
Yeah, I think it's been a strength of the organisation is we've retained our core group of guys for a long period of time now. You know, with every team, there's always changes at the end of the season. But if I had my way and it fit, then we'd have the same 10 guys plus our development players next season. But unfortunately, that'll all unfold over the next few weeks. And if we don't get everyone back, then we'll have a story to share for the rest of our lives. But this is a very special group, and I would love to see everyone back in a Wildcats uniform next season.
Joe, how important were the strength and conditioning guys and that sort of aspect over the past 5 days and leading up to this series?
Yeah, well, it wasn't only that. We felt that we weren't fit enough last year, you know, and especially coming at the back end of the season, we had to have a great base, and we thought we probably had an advantage with that, with the home court and 12 players and playing. And looking out on the court, we were going as hard as like we had a week off. You know, I think we could have gone a lot longer, but it's first class. With our whole coaching staff, it's the most enjoyable coaching staff I've been around to actually sit back and enjoy the year. And the you know, Josh has done a fantastic effort, and all the coaches have, and managers.
Now that the season's over, this is where you tell us about all those injuries that you were trying to hide all this time and how bad they were. Nate, the back injury looked really bad at times.
Yeah, look, Nate's obviously injured. Matty's been playing injured. He'll have surgery in the off season. Damo's ankles, shoulder, jaw, nose. everywhere else, but you know, geez, yeah. So it's you know, you can go through Casey. You know, he's been playing with that knee, so we had to rest. We know what was ahead of us, so you know, we use that experience of Dave Philpott does a great job, works with the Boomers, and he had him, he had the guys on song.
Damo, how nice of you to announce to the crowd
that you're going to be. Oh man. It definitely wasn't planned. I got caught up in the emotion of winning, I think. And I looked at Britt, and I think I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. But, hey, it's out there now. Look, it's just been a fantastic few weeks from finding out I'm going to be a dad for the first time to now winning a championship. And the two of them events seemed to collide as I was in front of a microphone in front of 14,000 people. So, no, look, it's been an incredible few weeks. And, yeah, the two go hand in hand with how special they are.
That's your first.
First one. So just a healthy baby, and we'll be very happy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, fantastic. Guys. Cheers. Great.